We are now up to Simen Tov Kuf Nun Hey, and that's what we'll be doing. Sifalof Nogim Shlolaniach Tfilin V'Tishabav Shachris V'lo Talis. The minig is not to put on talis or tefillin. There's a remes because the Medrash says on the pasuk of Bitza Imroso, which means Hashem carried out what He said He was going to do. The word Bitza also means to tear. So it says Bitza Imroso, He tore his talis ki'ilu. And the pasuk then goes Hishlech Meshamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. That's also a remes to tefillin. So we do not wear talis and tefillin in the morning, only in the afternoon. What then do we do? Elalov shin talis cotton tachas begodim below bracha. One puts on a talis cotton under the clothing without a bracha. But that's only if you sleep in it all night. If you actually removed it, then really mikra din, you would have to make a bracha. So it's preferable that you actually sleep wearing your talis cotton overnight, so you will not have to make a bracha in the morning. Uva mincha menichim tzitzis utfilim avarchim aleim. At mincha, we go and put them down, put them on again, because then already the Beis HaMikdash was burning and Hashem already was shofach chamoso aleitzim v'avonim. So it's the beginning of the Nechama. And some say that it's dafka to show the Nechama, but chas v'shalom to be mekel in any of the inuyim after chatzos. If someone normally puts on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, he can put them on then. The Mishtabura Shita is that when you put on tefillin on Tisha B'Av, even if you're knowing to say Krishma and the parshis of Kadesh, the parshis of the tefillin, on Tisha B'Av you should not say them. Mr. Brawls that you don't say Shema Vayim Shua Kadesh and Vayel Kiviyacha on Tisha B'Av. Siv Beis, V'yeshmi Shinoeg Lishkov Balel Tisha B'Av Muta La'aretz. There are those who sleep on the floor. U'meisim Evin Tachas Rosho, and he puts a stone under his head. Hagav Yeshla Odom Litzdar B'inyim Mishkova Balel Tisha B'Av. A person, even though sleeping on a bed, should at least be mitzar himself. Shimrogil bebeis karim. If he normally has two pillows, lo yishkav kim be'echad, he should only have one. V'yesh b'nei adam masimim evin tachas mershu seim zeichel ma'ashenem v'yikach me'avnei hamakom. Some do a zeicher to Yaakov Avinu who's taken from a stone. Shiroh ha'churban. Miyu uberes shen yochel itzdar ein chayoves. The halach is that a pregnant woman can sleep on, in any position that she's comfortable. You should minimize physical pleasure on Tisha B'Av altogether. The Mishnah Brura discusses those people who smoke and whether they can smoke on Tisha B'Av. And he says that if someone is really addicted to it and can't do without it, he could be makel in the afternoon, but only betzina when there's no one else around.